Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms, chapter 122. Psalm 122. The word of God says, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, and to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Amen. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Amen. He was glad, the psalmist, when they told him, let's go to the house of the Lord. There will be rejoicing, and there will be also thanksgiving, for there are thrones of also judgment that will judge, that will reward, that will exalt, that will heal, God will provide. Amen. As we come to the house of the Lord, in verse 4 it said, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Lord, thank you. Let us give thanks to the Lord. Let's open our prayer today with thanksgiving. Let us give thanks to God. Let's give praises unto Him, glory unto Him, for He has done great things for us. We give you thanks for our families, for our wives and husbands and our children, for your provision. We give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We magnify your name, O God. We give you thanks for your goodness and for your faithfulness unto us. We give you thanks for our good health. We give you thanks for our visas. We give you thanks for the places that you have allocated us. We give you thanks for our belongings, for your church, for the ministry, for all what you are aiding us every day. We give you thanks. Let us now come to the Lord after we give Him thanks for the gift of prayers, for His word, for His judgment on the wicked, for His reward for the righteous. Let us continue, give Him thanks. Yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. Let's now come to the Lord to confess our sins and our trespasses, your lack of commitment, your lack of perseverance, your unwillingness to follow God, confess all these sins, renounce them, your stubbornness, your hard-headedness. Come to God and ask Him forgiveness for all these sins. Your anger, their unforgiveness, their pride, their wasting of resources, their lack of discipline to your children. Ask God forgiveness of all these sins. Yes, Lord. Yes, O God, forgive, O Lord, as we confess our sin. You promise and say, if my people are called by my name, come, confess your sins and humble themselves and seek my face, I will look from heaven and heal their lands. Lord, as we confess, heal us and heal our land, O God. Lord, you say, there he has set the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. O God, help us each and everyone to confess our sins to you. You say if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just, he will forgive and he will purify you from all unrighteousness. Thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus and his blood on the cross. Thank you, Lord, you have taken our sins and we are set free by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we commit ourselves. We will not go back to wallowing into the sins. Show us, O God. Show me, Lord. Tell him, Lord, show me the thing that I need to do right. Save my heart and my life, O God, and lead me in the way everlasting. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. Thank you for the forgiveness that we have as we confess our sins and renounce them. Lead us, O God. Lead us. You say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord. Let be peace even today, in the midst of your church, in the midst of your people. O God, you promised they shall prosper that love thee. O God, I pray, everyone who love you and love your church, let be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let your prosperity flow in the midst of us, O God, according to your word, Jesus. Let us come to the Lord and ask him our needs. Come to me, all of you weary and burdened, Jesus said, and I will give you rest. Thank you, God. Give us our daily need, our daily bread. Provide for us. Whatever your needs, finances, visa, job, healing, wisdom, ask the Lord. Solution, direction, to fight your enemies, to fight your battles, the Lord is near. He's just a prayer away from you. Oh God, hear our prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Help us. Help those who are in financial need, oh God. Help those who want to discipline their children. Help those who want to educate their children, O God. Help those who are sick and give them healing in the name of Jesus. Let's cry to God what we need from him. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find, and knock the door shall be opened unto you, Lord. Yes, O God. Provide our needs. Yes, O God. Those who are here, I pray for them. Let their prayer be answered by you according to your will, according to your perfect time and purpose and ways, that their prayers be answered in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those who are away in different places, O God, where your church is meeting and this message is reaching, O God. Let their needs be satisfied, O God. Those in those in Abu Dhabi, those in Bahrain, those in Kuwait, Philippines, those in India, those in also those in Sri Lanka and Tunisia, America, Lord, Australia, I pray that this all their needs shall be met, oh God. Small need and big need, spiritual needs, physical needs. Let their needs be met in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh Lord. Let's pray for our families and our loved ones, especially those who have not yet known the Lord. Let's pray for them, that they will know God, they will follow Him. They will walk in His ways. Thank you, God. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy, O God, for our loved one to know You, Lord, to follow You, O God. O God, answer our prayers for them and answer their prayers to You so they will know that You are the true God and we are Your servants. In the name of Jesus, draw them near to You, O God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, God. Thank You, Redeemer. Lord, I commit myself to evangelize to my family and my loved ones. Let's commit ourselves to reach those who are lost among them with the gospel of Jesus. O God, let my life shine before men so that they may see the good works and they will give You praise and give You glory in the name of Jesus. Thank You, God. Pray now for Your work of Your place of all that You are working. Pray for Your boss. Pray for Your salary. Pray for prosperity of the company that You are working. As they prosper, You too will prosper. And we will prosper. Oh God, thank You for the company that I am working. Thank You for my visa, O God. Lord, prosper them, O God. Let me have favor in their eyes. In the name of Jesus, touch their heart, O God. Thank You, Lord. We magnify You, O God. We bless You, Jesus. Help us, O God, and guide us. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Master. Thank You for everything You give and You provide in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy. Protect each and everyone's job. Oh God. I pray for increasing of their income. Increasing of their salaries, oh Lord. Even as they bring their tithes and offering unto You, Lord, open the floodgates of heaven and bless them and rebuke whatever devour in their life in the name of Jesus. Protect each and everyone's job. Let the salary come on time, O Lord. I pray for their salaries to come on time. O God, You make a way. Our eyes is on You, O Lord, and You will be the one to provide for us. Continue to provide for us, O God. So whatever work or company that You have to place us, I pray Your provision also will be there. As You place us in this land, we trust You, O God. We pray for this land, O God. Let's pray for this country. Pray also for whatever country that You are in and You are hearing the message, You are hearing this service. Pray for the country. Pray for the place that You are, God had to place You. Because God promised if the place will prosper, You prosper. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of the city that God had brought You. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Oh God, for Your name's sake, because it's Your command. And we pray for the peace of the country of UAE, the country of Oman, the country of Kuwait, the country of Philippines, the country of Indonesia, the country of India, the countries of the Middle East, the country of America, oh God, Australia, wherever Your church has extended, whatever city, whatever village or town, I pray for peace and prosperity, oh God, so that Your people, Your church, will prosper. Grant us, Lord, favor and from You and from me. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, God. And let's pray now for the church. Oh God, we pray for your ministry. Pray that you will be filled with the Holy Ghost, that you will serve God wholeheartedly. Oh God, we pray. Prosper the church. Prosper all the congregation. Oh God, prosper our church, school, oh Lord, and use it to reach families, to reach the lost. Prosper each and every one of us with the Holy Ghost, oh Lord, so that we will go and evangelize and speak your word to the lost in the name of Jesus. You promised and said that I will reveal myself to those who have not called upon me, to those who have not known me. We pray, oh God, that you will reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus. And you go before us and open their heart to preach the gospel to them. We pray for our neighbors. We pray for our colleagues, oh God. We pray for the vision and the city that you have blessed us. We pray for revival. We pray for vision and dreams that you reveal yourself even to criminals, oh God, even to murderers, even to prostitutes, oh God, even to thieves. You change their life, oh God. Use us as your church to bring your word, oh God, to bring the gospel to them in the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God, fill us. I pray, refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Refill us with the gift of evangelism, oh God. The gift of preaching, the gift of healing, so that people will get healed and believe you. I pray for the gift of miracle of faith, so that your name will be glorified, oh God. Do wonderful things in the life of your children through our lives, so that the people will know you are the true God in the midst of your church and your people. Thank you, God. Continue to give us strength for the task. Continue to give us peace and joy, O God. Continue to do miracles, provide for us. Serve with you the enemies, O God. Lord, we pray that you prove your word, O God, even to those who oppose, O God. You fight the battles, O Lord, as we pray, you break bondages. Devil, we rebuke the spirit of anti-evangelism, anti-Christ, anti-mercy. We rebuke any siege from the devil against your church and your people in persecution. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for the victory that we have in you, O Lord. Whom have I in heaven but you, O God? We thank you, Lord Jesus. We adore you. We worship you, O Lord. Lead us. Lead us and guide us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, O God. We have no one but you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. As we worship you, Lord, anoint our worship, anoint our songs today. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be lifted up. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. God is the strength of our heart, and He is our portion forever. We might be rejected in this world. We may have troubles. We may be less than the non-believers who are around us, but we have eternity. We have a place in heaven. We have a God who hears us. We have a God who never leaves us nor forsake us. For Him, we praise and we give Him thanks. We adore you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you, O God. Anoint us, O Lord.
Whom have I in heaven?
Yes, Lord.
But you.
Yes, O God.
Thank you.
but you only. Not go to them, but will come to you. For the Holy Ghost that you give us, that you fill us with, to make us endure in this life, that you are gone before us, you will neither leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, God. Let's continue worship the Lord. Let's continue giving praise and what is due to Him, from adoration and worship and devotion and time and commitment. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich.
Salvation, we have assurance of forgiveness of sins, we have assurance of answered prayers, we have assurance of deliverance and provision and healing and grace and mercy from now on till you come and take us. Thank you, God. Salvation belongs to you, O Lord. Deliverance belongs to you. Healing and grace and victory belongs to you, and we receive them all through you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
God. Praise and glory belong to you, O God. We continue to serve you. We continue to worship you, O God, and we continue to do that till we find ourselves in heaven with you, worshiping you forever. We thank you, God. We bless you. How great thou art. How great is your miracles, your wonders, your grace, your salvation, your deliverance. And we thank you for that, O God. We bless you, O God, for that.
Consider all the work I have done.
Reviving us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you, God, for this wonderful day of worship in your presence with your people. I pray, Lord, continue to honor the rest of our worship. That is in every item left, O God. The givings, O Lord, the message, O Lord, the fellowship between us. O God, let your blessing continue from your throne, O God, to your church, to your people, to the rest of the world around us. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us be seated, my brothers and sisters, and let us continue to worship the Lord with our tithes and our offering and with our first fruit. The Word of God said in Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, as we honor the Lord, God wants us to honor Him. Put God first. Let God be first in your life. Two things Christians should not miss. Be part of God's church. Second, His tithe and offering and His first fruit. These are the two secure things that we need to continue to do. The rest God will add to us. In Book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 10 and 10 say, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. As we continue to honor the Lord, as we continue to bring faithfully our tithes and offering, our first fruit to Him, then our barns shall be filled with a plenty, ours will be plenty, and our process shall burst out with a new wine. We have a lot of things God will add to us. Let us collect now our tithe and our offering and our first fruit and bring it to the Lord. So He will bless the works, all the works of our hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for all your people who had brought their tithes, their offerings, their first fruit. You bless them, O God, beyond measure. O Lord, let your word come through as they are honoring you. Faithfully, willingly, let their barns be filled with plenty, and their presence shall burst out with a new wine. And I pray for the rest of my brothers and sisters, those who are here and those who are in other places. Provide for them, O God, especially those who are in need, O God. Provide for them, those in debt. Help them, O God. Provide all their needs, O God, those who are in financial problems, also stress. Give them job and income, O Lord, and I pray as they will honor you, you will honor them and you will fill them once again. I pray that your grace and wisdom upon this money and the person and the people who will handle this money, O God, I pray that, O Lord, that this money will be used to bring the gospel to those who are far away in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We magnify your name. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's continue now in God's presence. Yes, let's continue speaking about the righteousness of God. And we'll continue today to speak about this. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, the Lord Jesus Christ say, say, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. He said, those who are who are hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. The scriptures will teach us that, how to hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God. The life of Jesus will help us and direct us to understand how God to live us, how God wants us to live in the right way. The scriptures will outline to us what is the guidelines and how to observe our life to see ourselves whether we are in the rightness of God or we are being moved away from it. That's why we need to study the scriptures, ponder on it, read it, meditate on it, and do all that we can to apply it in our lives. Let's move to Psalm 34, and I pray, O God, anoint my lips, and put verses and statements to encourage your people to direct them with your word, O God, so that we'll understand and we'll apply it in our life. Let your name be glorified. And let your name be exalted. We thank and praise you, O God. Take this message and spread it beyond these walls to reach the places that you need your people to hear these words of yours. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Psalm 34 and verse 19. They say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Now here we understand that the righteous person does not mean that he has no affliction. He has no problems, he has no persecution, he has no sicknesses. No, he will have them all. But what he promised here, that the Lord will deliver him out of them all. Let us understand as part of the righteousness of God that he will allow his own people to pass through afflictions. And the righteous person, as he passed through this area of afflictions and trials, and maybe some of us here or some of us in other places, who hear the message, you may have trials and afflictions. But you need to trust God. He allowed for a certain purpose that finally his name will be glorified. God will deliver you out of them all. And in Psalm 31, as we are studying the criteria of the righteous person, he say, the psalmist, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Now, the righteous person, the son of David, he has a trust in the Lord. He has a trust in the righteousness of God. Listen here. God may allow the righteous to fall into troubles, but part of his righteousness to take him out of his troubles. Amen? Part of the righteousness of God, he allowed me to pass through persecution, but he will complete his righteousness by taking me out from the persecution, either deliverance or graduate to heaven. Amen? And the righteous person should have confidence in the Lord, that the Lord will do such a beautiful things in his life, in their life. In the book of Psalm 35 and verse 24, the righteous person, he trusts the righteousness of God for deliverance. He trusts also the judgment of God and his deliverance. Psalm 35 verse 4 says, 24, judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. The righteous person, he know when he is persecuted, when he is conspired of, when he is being under treason, he will know the Lord will judge him according to his righteousness, to the righteousness of God. He will not allow his enemy to rejoice over him. That's part of the righteousness of God. And that's here our faith to live a righteous life, that God will judge even our enemies and deal with them. And he will not allow them to rejoice over us. Psalm 37. Continue to study the criteria of Psalm 37, verse 16. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Now there's another aspect here. Part of the trials that God would allow in our life is he put us in some scarcity or little. But here, when we are in scarcity and little, our aim is to keep righteousness with God, to keep live a holy life, because his promise will come through. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. We need to trust that the little things that we have in our hand, the little provision, has to come from a right source, better than the riches that we can get from the wrong way. And we are wicked in the eyes of God, and no blessing will remain with us. God will sustain us. Listen to here. Listen to this. God will sustain us. God will sustain even our children if we will live a righteous life. King David say in Psalm 37, verse 25, he say, I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That is the promise of God. Even if we pass through scarcity certain time, God may allow it. David, he had left large wealth to his descendants. But when he wrote this psalm, he was in trials. But he had assurance from God that I have lived, and I was young, and now I am old, elder in life, but I have not seen a righteous forsaken. I have not seen his children begging bread. So here today, if we will live a righteous life, then there is assurance. Not only the material things we have, but we have the assurance of God that through his righteousness, he will not let our children begging bread. Psalm 58. Psalm 58 and verse 11. Finally, the Lord will judge. God will reward the righteous and he will punish the wicked. Psalm 56 and verse 11, so that a man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous, verily he is a God that judges in the earth. Amen? There is this thing that God will prove it very, very well. He is a righteous God. He is a God, he will reward the righteous, and he will judge the earth. He will give to everyone according to what he has. Then that is the conclusion of things. And that is the scripture teaches us. If we will live a righteous life, we will be rewarded by the Lord himself. Proverbs 10. Today I'm glad, and I want to testify that I think 5 or 6 years ago I started to use eyeglass. But in the last 1 month I observed that I don't need to use eyeglass. I'm able to read now in a more better way, and I thank God for that. Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 11. and say, the criteria of the righteous man, the mouth of a righteous man is the well of life. But violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Now here, the righteous man, out of his mouth should be coming instruction, life, well, by speaking the word of God and by living the word of God. But the wicked, his mouth full of violence, anger, and fight. We need to observe ourselves. Sometimes we lose control and we start to have loose words. We need to repent of these things. As God recommends that part of the righteousness of God, that our mouth will bring life. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 21. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The righteous man, how he feed many? His lips will speak the word of God, will give the advices, will give the instructions that come from the word of God, and through these advices, people will get fed with God's word, and they will do it. They will know the right way of life, and they will be prospered by the Lord. But those fools who does not have the word of God, they don't live the word of God, they don't speak what God wants them to say, they will be perishing, and they will be in want of many things. Proverbs chapter 12. And verse 3. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Here, if we live in a wicked way, wrong way of life, we will not be established. We will not be prospered. But the root of the righteous shall not be moved. The righteous person, he will not be moved, he will not be shaken. He may be afflicted as we described. He may be persecuted. But he will not be moved by the pressure of the people. The people may press on, may try to tumble him down, to make him topple down, but God will not make him moved. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1, see here, imagine, you may be attacked and afflicted in wherever you are, but since you are righteous, God will not make your foot be moved. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1, the word of God said, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. The righteous people, they are not afraid, they are bold, they are strong, like a lion. People, God wants us to live as a lion, want us to be righteous so that we'll be a lion. Amen. The lion is strong, he not retreat before any animal. He's strong. We will be strong if we will live a righteous. We'll be strong when we are living a righteous life. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 12, and verse 10. How we know the righteous person, his criteria, and we should take them all. Have you get the point here? Not that, oh, I am good in this, but you are not good in other points. We have to get all these points. So that's how to know what God requires of you. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. The righteous person loves his animals. Not only the pets, but because at that time when the Bible written, part of their family are animals. They are sheep, they are cattle, because they are farming, yeah? These are all the things that are required by God. They have oxen to farm, they have cattle, they have goat and sheep, they have chicken, they have dogs, they have cats. These are part of God's blessing for them and their sustenance. He said the righteous person care for his beasts. Amen? We should know how to care for them. Time that we can slaughter the cattle, slaughter. There's a time for everything. They cannot do their own also with their animals. There's regulation in the Bible about that. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 5. Let's say, a righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and comes to shame. A righteous person do all what he can not to tell lies. Avoiding telling half of the truth. He do all what he can. Not to fraud, not to tell lies. Not to deceive. Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 12. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. A righteous person, even when coming to a person who is wicked, his enemy, he still considers his life. He will not think to kill him or think to destroy him. That's where certain time we are tempted to revenge or to fight. But the righteous man wisely considers the house of the wicked. God will reward us if he found us considerate in this aspect also. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 6. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare, but the righteous doth sing and rejoice. The righteous from inside, his heart is clean. He has no malice. He has no wicked schemes. That is why he say here, the righteous sing and rejoice. That's part of the moving of the Holy Spirit in our life is when we start to sing and give praises to God. As our heart is clean by the blood of Jesus, as we confess our sin and renounce them, cleanse our conscience by the blood of Jesus from us that lead to death, then we can sing and rejoice in the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Verse 15. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 15. Say, all things have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perish in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolong his life in his wickedness. This is one of the observations that here Solomon observed, that I saw a righteous man perish in his righteousness. A just man who should be rewarded by the Lord, he is perished by his righteousness. And a wicked man, his life is prolonged by wickedness. God, as we spoke, God may allow that in our life. But we need to understand that God allowed for a purpose. The Lord might be testing our faith. He will see whether our faith will be changed if He will allow trials and hardship to come into our lives. Isaiah 57. We need to understand the ways of God. The scriptures help us to understand these things. Isaiah 57, verse 1 and 2. The righteous perishes, and no man lays it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall not enter into peace, they shall rest in their bed. They shall enter into peace, they shall rest into their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. Now here in the book of Isaiah, he says that the righteous perish, and the merciful man is taken away, and no one considers that the righteous, why God took the righteous person. Sometimes God, before He will do judgment, before He will punish, before He will allow war, before He will allow calamity to come, He will take the righteous person. He will take the merciful person. He will take them away. Where He will put them? He will put them in heaven. So they will not grieve when God will bring His judgment on earth. Sometimes God may take the righteous person when He finishes His work and there is no more purpose for him. He will take him before He will bring the judgment, His judgment on the wicked people. That's the meaning of it. Sometimes righteous person die all of a sudden. God taking him to spare him grief and pain from the coming calamities that God would allow in the life of the people to bring His righteousness. God's willing, next Friday we'll continue what God wants us to know about His righteousness and how we need to live our lives. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord. We bless You, magnify You. We come before You in the name of Jesus. Thank You for Your word that's clear. Direct us and lead us, O God, into Your righteousness. We tell You, Lord, You may allow us to pass through hardship, trials, affliction, but Your word is clear. You will neither leave us nor forsake us, And we know, you know, Lord, that you know our limit, and you will not give us more than what we can bear. But as we have been in trials, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you will help us to overcome. You will help us to persevere, to do what is right and just. O God, thank you for your teaching to us. Commit yourself now to God. What you read of message, commit yourself to do what is right. Righteousness is to do what is right. Righteousness is to continue to do right and to continue to resist the evil one, to speak the truth, to do what is correct toward God and toward the people around you, to care for your household, to be led by the Holy Spirit of the things that God wants you to do, trusting God. Thank you, Lord, I trust you as I commit my life, that you will never leave me nor forsake me. You will not let the righteous forsaken. It's your word and your promise, and his children, you will not allow them to be depraved. I pray for myself and for my brothers and sisters who are here, and for my brothers and sisters in other places. As they live their life unto you, Lord, let your promise come true, that you will not forsake them. You will not forsake me, you will not forsake us. And you will not allow our children to be depraved. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, God, even just today, as we sing to you, Lord. O God, inhabit the praise and the worship of your people as we sing to you, Lord. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me.
Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I can see. What the Lord has done.
Once again.
Let the weak say, I
am strong. Let the righteous say, I am strong.
Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I am free. It's what the Lord has done.
Praise the Lord.
Hosanna.
Save us, God, save.
Into the river I will pray.
Thank you, Lord, for your word to us, your presence, your love, and your care. God, bless your church. Bless your people, all those who are here, those other places. Bless also, God, in large of our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.